Hey folks, have you heard of cancer-fighting foods? The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and vegetables may actually lower your risk of cancer. Think about that for a second. That's really important. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. But if you're like me, you probably don't have the time to do that, right? So maybe you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits. There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens. I take it every day. Sometimes I put it in a shake. Sometimes I put it in my egg white omelet in the morning. Field of Greens can help prevent, treat, and cure cancer? No, but it can powerfully help you out at your next checkup. Your doctor will notice your improved health or you're going to get your money back. Here's the most amazing thing about it. I started using Field of Greens a year ago. My cholesterol is down, my blood sugar is down, my weight's down, my health is up, my sleeping patterns are better, my metabolism is up. If you want to experience what I've experienced, go check out Field of Greens. Jump into the ring here. You're going to get an enormous benefit. And it's so simple. Single scoop, a couple of seconds, healthy lifestyle all day long. Now, thanks to our good friends at Brickhouse Nutrition, Field of Greens is going to give you a 15% off discount plus free rush shipping. All you got to do is go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS for your discount. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code JUSTNEWS. Go check it out. Hello, America, and happy Saturday. Oh, what a great weekend to join you on this holy weekend of Easter. If you celebrate the Christian faith, a very important weekend for all of us. If you don't, hey, it's spring. Enjoy it anyways. It's a great, amazing weekend in April. Last week in March, to be honest with you. April starts on Monday. So if you stretch your weekend to Monday, it's an April weekend. All right. Here's an idea. Do the Easter egg roll Monday at the White House or do something to have some fun. All right. We got a great show for you. We're not fooling around. We're going to have some really hard-hitting news today. We're going to kick things off with the one, the only Seb Gorka, great friend, the host of the incredible Salem news show, America First, also one of the great thought leaders in the conservative movement, the America First movement, always has something to say about the media, about politics, about where House Republicans are and aren't. We're going to get a lot of news on that. And then in the second half of the show, Rodney Davis, former congressman from Illinois, and the man who started the unraveling of the January 6th narrative that Democrats had crafted, which in some cases was simply just not true. He had the courage, even at a time when Republicans weren't too keen on this, Rodney Davis started the poking, the digging, the asking of questions, interviewing people like the former police chief of the Capitol Police, who laid it out there, confirming that the 10,000 National Guard were in fact offered by President Trump, and that there were security intelligence failures that made January 6th potentially a preventable attack. Could have been stopped. More resources and better reaction to the intelligence. Rodney Davis, we owe a great deal of gratitude to. We're going to have him in the second block. He spent some great time with Amanda and I. I'm really excited about that. That's our show today. Now, a quick shout out. Monday, Easter Monday, I'm going to be on the road, but I hope you will tune in to the show because we've got a very special one-hour conversation about China and the threat of guns. And we are calling it China Syndrome. It's a special I did with my good friends at AMAC, the Association for Mature American Citizens. Some incredible guests right off the bat. James Comer, going to talk for the first time in detail about why he's starting a China infiltration investigation, China infiltrating the United States culturally, educationally, economically, and security-wise. Some really amazing anecdotes, including from Gordon Chang. He's going to blow you away with a story he has directly from the northern border of the United States, something that's been witnessed recently that ought to put chills in your spine. Other great guest, Robert Greenway, always a fun interview, a really great conversation. China's the big threat, as we talked about with Dan Hoffman and so many other people. It's the longest, biggest threat that America faces to its superiority. Get educated. This will be a great conversation on Monday. Now, also, a quick shout out to my friends in all of the great products and services that they use and advertise on our site because they believe in Just the News, because they believe in the mission that we have, the truth-telling mission. One of those are my good friends at Hillsdale College. I got a chance to talk there a couple of years ago. It was really fun. What a dynamic university committed to teaching true education, not indoctrination. They have an incredible series of online courses. One of them is free, and it comes from one of the great historians, one of the great conservative thought leaders in America, Victor Davis Hanson, good friend of mine. shares a podcast on the Just the News Podcast Network with us, a great podcast. But he's also got an online course, and you can take it for free. You're going to learn from Victor Davis Hanson. How smart are you going to come out of that? It's going to be great. I recommend you sign up. How do you do it? It's called The American Citizenship and Its Decline. American Citizenship and Its Decline with Victor Davis Hanson in this 8-lecture course. My good friend, he goes by VDH. We all love to call him VDH. Victor Davis Hanson explores the history of citizenship in the West and the threats it faces today. Threats like the erosion of the middle class, the disappearance of our borders, the growth of an unaccountable, deep administrative state, and the rise of globalist organizations like the World Economic Forum. The course is self-paced so that you can start whenever and wherever and go at your own speed. Start your free course today, American Citizenship and Its Decline, with the amazing, the one and only, my good friend, Victor Davis Hanson. Go there today. All you got to do is go to hillsdale.edu/justnews to start. It's free. It's easy. And it is food for thought. Your brain is going to be stirring. You're going to be so much wiser. Anytime I get a conversation with Victor Davis Hanson, I come out feeling, wow, I learned something. You can too. 8-lecture course. Unbelievable. American Citizenship and Its Decline. Go to hillsdale.edu/justnews. hillsdale.edu/justnews. All right, we'll be right back in just a few moments, right after this commercial break.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
He is got a great example of cancel culture coming on right now. He is one of the most recognizable voices in political talk radio, but he also serves on the Pentagon board. And Joe Biden, well, he's trying to get him out of the Pentagon. How about that? Our good friend Seb Gorka joins us right now. Seb, great to have you on the show.
The best. I mean, America First is a pretty good title, but your show, Just the News, Not Noise, that's a pretty cool show title.
Well, we love having you on every time. We always make some news. Today, no different. Joe Biden wants to get you out of your Pentagon advisory role, even though you have a few more years left, right?
Well, no, I this is the shocking thing, that I have a 4-year term. I was put in by President Trump July before he left the White House. And it's so weird that I received a letter on Friday demanding my resignation from the Pentagon National Security Education Board. Otherwise, I would be terminated by close of business. To which I replied, I reject your illicit demand because you can't fire me before the end of my tenure as a presidential appointee. And the other thing is a little bit weird, John. The letter says, you do not comply with the values of this administration, which is, it's going to get framed. Okay, I don't comply with the values of the Biden. That's going up on my living room wall. And the fact is, I've been in that position for 3.5 years. Did Biden just wake up and realize that I've been there? It's classic. I mean, as you say, cancel culture, they will even do that which is illegal, because you'd have to change the legislation which created the National Security Education Board to get rid of me. But, you know, what did Biden say, John? I've got a pen and a phone, right? Oh, sorry, that was Obama, his former boss.
Yeah, his boss.
Yes, yeah. That letter, I do believe, is worthy of professional framing, and I do think that's a badge of honor. With respect to cancel culture and misinformation and disinformation and everything that we are constantly seeing in the media, not only about you, but of course, President Trump, most recently, the bloodbath comments. I did find it interesting, though, that it It really didn't pick up much traction, Seb, because there were a lot of people, especially on social media, but also in mainstream media, who came out immediately and pointed out, a number of definitions behind the term bloodbath. But the fact that colloquially, oftentimes it is used within the economic sector. Is that the answer of combating what is actually disinformation heading into this next election?
It's worse than that. So today, Google changed the definition of bloodbath right. to remove that reference to economics. So, I mean, this is when you realize gaslighting isn't just some, you know, term from a black and white movie with Ingrid Bergman. It is happening right now. Let's think about it feels like months ago. 7 days ago, I had President Trump on my show for a whole hour. It was a great interview. We posted clips of it online. You can watch the whole thing. And the one thing that made the international news from political to the Daily Mail was the sentence where he said, if you're a Jewish American and you vote for the Democrats, you must hate Israel. And what is the mainstream legacy lying media's response? President Trump resurrects the old anti-Semitic canard of dual loyalty. Well, let's stop for a second. For those who are not familiar with dual loyalty, it's been used against immigrants and people of different faith in America, including Catholics. John, I'm sure you remember, they said JFK can't be president because he's going to be loyal to the Pope because he's an Irish Catholic. So it's the idea that you have competing loyalties as an immigrant or a Catholic or a Jew. What did President Trump say on my interview? He said, if you vote Democrat, as a Jewish American, you must hate the state of Israel. That's the opposite of dual loyalties. It means you have no loyalty to the only Jewish state in the world. So think about this. New York Times, Washington Post, Politico, all of these people said the exact reverse of what my interview subject said on my show. John, you have been an investigative reporter of, par excellence for all the big brands. Did you ever think you'd see a day where every title, every masthead says the literal reverse of something you can go and listen to now on your phone with about three clicks?
It's extraordinary. It really is extraordinary. I don't recognize the profession I got in 40 years ago. I really don't. And I think to their own detriment, too. I believe the legacy media has made itself far less relevant than it did. I want to talk about loyalty for a second. A guy who's had a little bit of trouble with loyalty to the truth, Michael Cohen. He's going to show up in the Alvin Bragg trial coming up in a couple of weeks. We published new documents today. These are documents where his lawyers recorded everything he told them in 2018. They said, listen, if you have any dirt on Donald Trump, give it to us now. We'll get you a good deal. And he said, I got nothing. And then he went on to say, Donald Trump had nothing to do with the hush money payment. I did it on my own. I took out the loan by myself. He didn't know about it. Pretty extraordinary stuff when you wouldn't be lying to your lawyers when you're trying to get a deal. Michael Cohen, how does Alvin Bragg proceed with this trial with a guy like Michael Cohen at the star witness?
Do you mean Michael Cohen, the convicted perjurer?
That one.
Is that the same one? Yeah.
Yeah, he got accused of perjury again last week by a federal judge.
Yeah. So this is, it's the stunning. So, my rank was deputy assistant. But in the White House, my actual title was strategist to the president. And you know me, I'm a wonk, I'm a geek. I can talk strategy for hours and days about Russia, jihadists, China, North Korea, the mullahs. That's my thing. I eat, sleep, and drink strategy. But I'm always asked, so what is the left going to do next? What are the political actors in black robes like Chutkan, like Engeron, the officers of quote-unquote justice like Alvin Bragg and Fannie Willis going to do next? And I say, I can tell you what China's planning. I can tell you what little Kim in North Korea's planning. But I can't channel lunatics. And I'm not, this is not a joke. I mean, Trump derangement syndrome used to be funny. It is now a clinical condition. How can I demonstrate that? As Alina Haber has so incredibly demonstrated outside the court in D.C. a few months ago, every time they bring a new charge against President Trump, what happens? He gets more popular in the polls and he raises millions of more dollars. After the second time you do that, after Alvin Bragg, after Chuck Gunn, you should say, maybe we shouldn't do this anymore. But that's the obverse. They do it again and again and again. That's astrategic. It's the opposites of strategic. So whether it's Cohen or anybody else being a, you know, a useful puppet for those who hate President Trump, we are living, I don't know if you're into comic books, John, this is like Bizarro World. Yeah. It's like when, you know, Spock and Kirk on Star Trek became evil. The opposite of reality is what these people exist in. Because if you didn't want to make him more popular, you would stop persecuting him in the courts, but instead they double down, they triple down. I've never seen the like of it in any political culture.
Yeah, really true.
Well, and something else that Michael Cohen said he was willing to do anything to get out of jail. And it seems like that's a common thread between all of these prosecutions, this Machiavellian mentality. But I wanted to pick your strategy brain for a moment, because it seems that Speaker Mike Johnson is having a little bit of a crisis, speaking of credibility crises, up on Capitol Hill. Donald Trump, if he wins in November, he's going to need the House to support him. What do you suspect is the fate of Speaker Mike Johnson heading into the summer and this fall?
I rarely do predictions because, as the British say, it's a mug's game. Nobody ever, you know, calls you up 6 months later on television and says, Gawker, you said this 6 months ago and you were wrong. So, you know, people get away with making predictions that are never tested. I'll say this about Mike Johnson. Nobody wanted the job. The last time we were having this argument and, you know, McCarthy was running, and I asked Jim Jordan, we want you to be the speaker. America First wants Jim Jordan to be the speaker. And he said on my show, sorry, I don't want that job. Why? Because it's the most thankless job. I mean, it's like you're not herding kittens. You're herding, you know, bloodthirsty T-Rexes instead. And nobody wants to do what you want them to do. I can't predict what's going to happen to Johnson, but I think he has one significant problem. He's a nice guy. It's very hard to do that job and be a nice guy. I don't think he's a rhino. I don't think he's weak-willed. I don't think he's a coward. He's a nice guy. And John, you know better than anyone what this stinking cesspit of a city does to nice guys.
It eats them up, doesn't it? No doubt. Sam, we got about 30 seconds left. I want to return to where we started on this Pentagon appointment, the effort to oust you out early. Are you going to take any action? Is there any legal options that you have available to you?
I've written a letter back to the head of White House personnel that I am not resigning from it. You can't do that without stating that changing the statute. So I've said I look forward to the next meeting of the National Security Education Board, and I'll see you there. Maybe with my counsel sitting next to me.
All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Rodney Davis, right around the corner. A big conversation about January 6th, what the House Republicans got right or wrong. Are they getting too little in these deals with Joe Biden? We'll ask all that right after these messages.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back, America. Oh, boy. After the House passed that $1.2 trillion minibus spending package, a number of outspoken Republicans have voiced their displeasure with Speaker Mike Johnson. In the wake of that vote, Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene filed a motion to oust Johnson, which she called basically a warning, a warning of a pink slip, I believe. This week, Greene called on Johnson to expel Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher. Greene told Real America's Voice on Tuesday that she is simply stating the inconvenient truth that Republican voters are done with us doing this kind of crap that we did last week. Her words, not mine. Now, joining us now to discuss all of this drama is someone who is familiar with these kinds of inter-party skirmishes from his days on Capitol Hill, former Illinois Congressman Rodney Davis, and he joins us tonight. Congressman, thank you so much for being here, sir.
Well, thanks for having me on, John and Amanda.
Yeah, good to be with you.
We are happy to have you. And sir, you know, I think back to your days on Capitol Hill, especially on House Admin Committee and the tight ship that you ran and the effectiveness with which you operated in your positions. And I just look at this very slim majority right now and what a mess it has become. Do you have any advice for your colleagues?
Just stay strong. Look, we're going to have disagreements on how to govern this great country, disagreements on spending, disagreements on whether or not we should go into a government shutdown, which I got to be honest with you and your viewers, cost taxpayers more to reopen than just to fund government. And frankly, it always frustrated me, Amanda, that the federal government's the only level of government where it's okay not to actually pass an annual spending plan. That should be the least of our worries every year, but it becomes the most of our worries. But we've seen the most polarization that I witnessed in my career happening right now. I don't agree with my former colleague and friend, Marjorie Taylor Greene, that somehow Mike Gallagher should be expelled. Every individual member of Congress represents their district, their constituents, and they're held accountable by them. And that's the way it should be.
Congressman, there was a lot of excitement, I think, when Republicans took over the House, regular order for budget, get the border closed up in some fashion and cut spending. And those are the three big promises when you boil down the commitment. None of those have materialized. We're 6 months from election. What advice do you have your colleagues to start to create a record now that they can run on in November? Because those big three ticket items probably not going to happen now.
Well, actually, if we take a step back and look at what Kevin McCarthy and his team negotiated in a debt limit bill, that was fiscal conservatism. They were able to actually put policies in place that changed the trajectory of spending in Washington. Now, is it enough? Clearly not. But what is wrong is we have people in the House and the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, that aren't willing to take on the mandatory spending. Remember, the fight over annual appropriations is about 25% of the entire federal spending outlays. The rest, the other 75%, it doesn't matter if you shut down government for 10 years. Those checks are still going out the door. The debt and the deficit is going to continue to rise because of those mandatory payments. But people in Washington don't have the political will to be able to say, we've got to make sure that benefits in Social Security and Medicare, for example, continue to go to those who are using them.
Right.
But it has to change for my generation. Otherwise, it's not going to be there for this generation's seniors' grandkids. And I would hope that seniors would stand up and demand changes so that Social Security and Medicare will actually be there for their grandkids. Because if not, we're never going to get a handle on the debt in this country.
Yeah, that's a real problem.
For Republicans in the House, I mean, we've talked about this till we're blue in the face about the messaging issue that Republicans have. And it's not just the lack of successes and the lack of wins. It's the lack of messaging. And, you know, one of the things that Republicans could have messaged on, John brought this up the other day, the fact that Democrats injected into this minibus bill a means test to actually receiving Social Security. So you could pay into it your whole life. And Democrats want you to have to prove that you don't make enough so that you can actually receive those benefits. That's low-hanging fruit for Republicans to win back to keep the majority in November, isn't it?
Well, keep in mind, any large spending package, because it had to be put together at the end of address the failures of putting together individual appropriations, as John mentioned earlier, through regular order. And if it has to be bipartisan, you're going to have to put bipartisan priorities in. You don't agree with every priority that's in a major piece of legislation, but this had to happen to be able to fund government and do government's job. In the end, I was somebody who actually supported debating means testing when it comes to Social Security while I was in office, because I said Bill Gates probably doesn't care about getting his Social Security benefits. And we could talk about what level that means test would actually begin affecting people. But in the end, We didn't even have that debate. And we need to make sure that Social Security and SS and Social Security disability does actually test people to make sure that they're disabled so that they're getting benefits that they deserve, not what they want and not what they don't deserve.
Yeah, that's going to be an important debate ahead. At some point, the truck is going to stop. We're going to have that debate because the both programs are in grave, grave danger. So I want to turn to something that you started, because without you, there would not be all the revelations that we've now learned about January 6th. You have said time and again that your motive was to prove that the Capitol wasn't any safer than it was on January 5th. And I think Barry Loudermilk has picked up that evidence trail, and so many explosive revelations, even the mainstream media are now covering them. It's an important mission to finish this job and get that Capitol safer. Does it feel good to know that a lot more truths have come out, the ones that you started unveiling when you were in Congress?
You know, it really does, John and Amanda. I got to give my former colleague and great friend, Barry Loudermilk, a lot of credit. He's doing the work that it takes. And remember, Barry was accused by the January 6th Select Committee of running a reconnaissance tours for people who attacked cops the next day on January 6th, on January 5th. We proved years ago that that was not the case through the same videos that Barry's releasing. So for somebody like Barry to calmly continue to do the work after being accused of an out and out lie and falsehood by the January 6th Select Committee, it just shows the type of person Barry is. He's getting those videos out there. He's asking the right questions. And I certainly hope, John, I certainly hope that he is successful in making sure that the security apparatus in and around the Capitol never makes the same mistakes they did prior to January 6th that we know are out there and we have evidence of.
Yeah, because of your work, you started this.
Yeah. Sir, we've spoken to you in the past about impeachment and the prospect of impeachment of a number of officials within the Biden administration, including Biden himself, but mainly Alejandro Mayorkas, Secretary Mayorkas. And that has happened. And now we have these charges that I believe are going to be sent over to him on April 10th. And I know that you've had a lot to say in the past about impeachment, because we are now in this phase where it's pretty much normalized. Can you just speak on that?
Yeah, it is. And I've said it on your show many times. Anytime anytime the House is controlled by a different party than the White House, you'll have an impeachment. And this is a direct result of Nancy Pelosi politicizing the impeachment process when Donald Trump was president. I told Nancy Pelosi on January 6th not to impeach Donald Trump. That's the worst thing that we could do, because it gave the oxygen necessary to be able to fight. And now Donald Trump's the leading presidential candidate right now when it comes to polls of the two major candidates, and is likely to be reelected president of the United States, which is the antithesis of what Nancy Pelosi thought she was going to get. She politicized the process, and now you have politically based impeachments. And at the same time, Nancy Pelosi's likely to get the same result that she created the impeachment process to stop. So at some point, I think calmer heads will prevail, but I don't think it's this Congress.
Yeah, that's a good point. Sir, you had a really fun op-ed the other day in The Hill, which you always have a way of finding things that others have missed. And you talk about, I know maybe there aren't the big scores for Republicans yet, but the government has become more transparent because of what House Republicans have done. We got about a minute left. Could you expound on that? It was a really fun article to read.
Well, transparency matters. In the end, I remember when we created the first ever searchable, sortable database for every dollar that's spent by anyone in the U.S. House of Representatives. Different good government groups came to me when I was on the House Administration Committee before I was ranking member and said, we want more transparency. And I said, you know what? We do too. Let's lead the charge. Let's make every single cent that is spent by anyone in the House searchable and sortable every single day of every single year. It's something the U.S. Senate doesn't do. It's something the executive branch doesn't do. And it's something certainly the Supreme Court doesn't do. And I always believe transparency works. And now you're seeing that. Transparency is working when it comes to the aftermath of January 6th and preparing to make sure that security is better prepared in the future.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up for the day.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, a podcast from Just the News. That's right, you know that. A big thank you to Seb Gorka, Rodney Davis. A big thank you, of course, to my good friends at Hillsdale College. Go to hillsdale.edu/justnews. Sign up for that incredible Victor Davis Hanson course on the decline of American citizenship. That's a good one. And also, we got less than 48 hours to make a difference. If you want to support Alliance Defending Freedom, a group that for 30 years has been fighting for our core liberties against many attacks, attacks on truth, attacks on freedom, attacks on religious freedom, attacks on free speech. They've been there. They've been winning. They got two big cases in the Supreme Court. All you got to do to get started is go to the URL, joinadf.com/John. joinadf.com/John. Make a donation of any size, $5, $10, $20. They're trying to raise $5,000 from the Just the News community to fuel these two big Supreme Court cases they've got this spring. They're going to set precedent in both the Idaho abortion law and another case involving the FDA and the safety of women. Go check them out. They give you all the details on the site. They're a organization doing incredible lawfare work, fighting for freedom. All you got to do to get started, maybe make a small donation or a big donation, go to joinadf.com/John. joinadf.com/John. J-O-H-N. All right. That wraps up the Saturday edition. We'll have an Easter Sunday brunch. Aha, Patrick Morrissey, the great attorney general from West Virginia. He's going to join us. Victoria Coates, one of my favorites when it comes to the national security front. No one I trust more on those issues. Devin Nunes, the now CEO of the multi-billion dollar company, Trump Technology and Media Group. Of course, Truth Social is what that's about. John Tillman, a guy, a good friend of mine, who is leading some very important discussions and opportunities to get conservatives in the early voting game. He'll come and give us an Isaac update. And then Jason Isaac will round us out on the Sunday brunch edition. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. Until then, God bless you. Have a great night.